Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
News me, Daddy.
I shall. Do you like Uncharted?
Yes.
Well, good, because Sony are doing a whole bunch of stuff with Uncharted, according to Naughty Dog's new primary recruiter, Christina Marie Drake McBriety, who only just joined Naughty Dog, and is over on LinkedIn saying that they're building future teams for not only new titles, but for the legacy of Uncharted. Now, we'll break both sides of this down because you can read this in a couple of different ways. You could read the idea of new titles, Naughty Dog stuff, being whatever they're doing next. However, that's what JB's doing. I think that there's more going on here, and I'm going to present a fan theory. I'm going to present a big old theory, and we'll pick this apart. You believe me, really. I'm just saying that my theory is that this is a free-to-play Uncharted game, and I have sources for this. Now, we know that Sony are all in on free-to-play stuff. We know that they have more than 10 live service games coming before 2026, and we know that Jim Ryan is getting out there saying that live service stuff is the primary reason behind all the growth in the industry itself. And we also know that there was a AAA project in the works at one point by the visual devs.
Visual arts.
By the visual arts team, which was meant to be working on various projects, including potentially a Uncharted remake, and then it was going to be a Last of Us remake, and then those things were handed off to different teams. I think roll all that stuff together and you have a half-made Uncharted game that can then be put out as a free-to-play game, and it lines up with everything else going on in the industry. We also know that Sony are planning in-game advertising in regards to making it so the billboards or the sports arenas or whatever will have live adverts put into them, according to a report from Business Insider. And I think you get a free-to-play game from a premium IP and you plug a bunch of adverts into it, and that just makes the rest of it work.
Listen, I'm not saying that that's entirely out the realm of possibility because, you know, like you said, they are absolutely all in on this live service thing. They have announced over 10 titles, and you would imagine if they could get Uncharted as one of those, they absolutely would, because that's an insanely lucrative franchise. But I'm coming at this from the perspective of denial. I just don't want this to happen at all. And if you're going to do a new chart, and if you're going to get Naughty Dog, which I think is the clear distinction here, like, this isn't another team, this isn't the franchise being handed off, it's being worked on by Naughty Dog in-house, one of their teams in some form.
See, the thing is that it makes you wonder, because Christina Marie Drake McBriety is the new, you know, recruiter overall, so I just kind of wondered. That's the only part of my theory that I'm less sure on, is who's actually behind the development side of it. But I absolutely call a free to play Uncharted. I just think that makes the most sense for everything that Sony are talking about. They acquired Bungie for the $3.6 billion or whatever it was, and they got them to use all their technology, you know, the infrastructure behind Destiny and the other titles that Bungie make, to get better at doing live service stuff going forward. Jim Ryan, like I said, has talked about this stuff for the future of PlayStation, and if they want to, you know, make a point of a premium free-to-play title, it's gonna be Uncharted.
The issue is, though, when it comes to Uncharted, right, everyone, you know, loves the single-player campaigns, and while there was a fan base for the multiplayer suites, you know, on the likes of Uncharted 3, Uncharted 4, and what have you, I don't think they were ever... The thing is, they were never loved in the same way that The Last of Us Factions was loved and was embraced as a kind of cult classic and a worthy addition to that game. You know, we know that Naughty Dog are working on a Last of Us multiplayer experience. You know, that will probably be free-to-play, I imagine so, for the PlayStation 5. But I think there's a lot more drive to want to see that because there was a lot of goodwill behind Factions in a way that, for as good as they were, the multiplayer suites on Uncharted just kind of felt like... Just little extras, just something else to kind of keep you ticking over. Could that even support a full free-to-play thing? And what would you want it to be? Like, would you want it to just be the multiplayer from those games fleshed out a little bit? Or would you want them to go down a Battle Royale avenue?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Well, funnily enough, we do know that Naughty Dog were planning a Battle Royale for The Last of Us, so that name's done the rounds in their halls or whatever. It is interesting because I do think that Uncharted multiplayer is quite identifiable. I think it's always the thing with Uncharted where people think of it as a cover shooter, but if you play, obviously, Uncharted 2 onwards, there is a lot of verticality, there's a lot of almost platforming mentalities to how you're fighting different enemies and stuff. And I think that does translate into the multiplayer, especially with Uncharted 4, in terms of, like you said, could it sustain a whole platform? Uncharted 4 had way more over-the-top supernatural stuff, like you were triggering different almost spells and power-ups and things like that, and lots of different skins in there too. So there's a lot of different things that you could sort of monetize if you want Uncharted to be a platform. One of the reasons that I'm mentioning all this stuff is because in McBrady's statement, she talks about the legacy of Uncharted. And, you know, none of us played that mobile game they did, so I don't think they're going to be returning anytime soon to the mobile side of things. So I just kind of wonder, if you're Naughty Dog, if you're Sony, what is the legacy of Uncharted? Obviously, she mentions new titles as well.
Yes.
And it could be that, but I would assume that, I just think it makes the most sense. I think you make Uncharted a nice free-to-play thing, you get all the casual folk in who love the movie, I like the movie too, but still, you get all those guys in, and you can play the game for free, and it's part of PlayStation Plus, etc.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, I don't think it's going to be, you know, I imagine Uncharted 5 will come at some point, but, you know, Uncharted 4, A Thief's End was A Thief's End. You know
that's
what I mean?
I think it's done.
Yes, what I mean. I think it's going to be something that isn't just a straight-up Uncharted numbered sequel. That said, when we look at this evidence that you brought to the table, for me, personally, I err on the side of it being a remake, just because we do know that that visual arts team wanted to remake The First Last of Us, but reportedly, according to the Bloomberg report, Sony were like, that is going to be too much work, do The Last of Us instead. They started doing The Last of Us remake, that was eventually handed off to Naughty Dog, and now Naughty Dog's working on it. Why wouldn't Naughty Dog just go, okay, we've got all of these people now, you know, we've got potentially some downtime, why don't we just do Uncharted 1 instead for the PlayStation 5? Like, that, if they're doing The Last of Us anyway, why not do that? Because if anything, The Last of Us 1 is more worthy of a remake Uncharted 1 is yes. more worthy of a remake than The Last of Us 1.
No, it definitely is. If you were going to upgrade any game systems, Uncharted 1 is one of the only Naughty Dog games that doesn't feel like it has their caliber. Like, obviously, it was a big reach at the time. They talked a lot about how it was their first third-person shooter. They'd never done cover shooter stuff before. I think it stands out. But the only thing that goes against that, I think, is that it has been remastered before. Like, and it's not a remake, but they have revisited it. And when they did it wasn't the Legacy Collection, but they put them out. It was like Uncharted 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
And they remastered them, they up-res them, and those kind of things. And I just kind of wonder how many assets they can afford to go back to Uncharted 1, the game that didn't make the IP take off in the first place. Like, no one cared about Uncharted until Uncharted 2. Mm-hmm. So, like, I wonder how much value is in Uncharted 1, unless, again, they're springboarding off the movie love. I just think that where Sony are at is in a very interesting position where they look at the likes of Game Pass, they've got all their PlayStation Plus stuff coming, and they need some things that can compete with those archives of content and blur the line with their premium first-party offerings. And a free-to-play Uncharted just, for me, makes the most sense. But if you drill down to exactly what she's saying and you discard my mad bat-esque theories, you do have the idea of a new title. We should drill back on that for me, the idea of a whole new Uncharted, I just wonder what the hell you do with that. Like, there was a huge gap between 3 and 4 anyway. Druckmann and Straley's on sabbatical. Bruce Straley, who wrote The Last of Us and helped with Uncharted, he's not available. Neil Druckmann's assumedly going to help with Last of Us Part 3 or whatever. I just don't know what you do with Uncharted at this point. Uncharted 4 felt exhausted and done.
Well, 100%. When these rumors have done the rounds before, when it was going to be the visual arts team in San Diego potentially working on a new Uncharted game, I was always there for it, because I was always thinking, let another team come in and give their take on it. You know, Naughty Dog doesn't have to be the only team to work on Uncharted. You can give it out. Mm-hmm. To me, if it is going back to Naughty Dog, this recruitment drive suggests, I don't want it to be a full game like that. Because if we're looking at Naughty Dog and what they've accomplished over the past 10 years or so, I've really enjoyed their output.
Yeah.
But they've stuck to franchises in a way that they haven't really before. You know, we've had just Uncharted and more Last of Us, which has been fine. But I don't want them to get into a rut.
They broke the new franchise cycle.
Totally. Like, I want to see them move on to new things. I want to see them do, a fantasy game, a sci-fi game, whatever the hell they want to do, new IP. Mm-hmm. And if it takes them, 5 years, 4 years to create another Uncharted, I'm sure the game would be good, but I'm like, as a team, I would like to see you grow in that franchise. You entered it so well. Why not just give it to someone else? Which is why, I would actually prefer it to be a free-to-play game or a remake, just because it means that Naughty Dog is then free, presumably, to work on something bigger that is more original.
You would hope so. I mean, that's the thing. The franchise cycle that I'm referring to is the fact that we had Crash Bandicoot on the PS1, Jack and Daxter on the PS2, Uncharted on the PS3, and then we ended, obviously, with The Last of Us, but the last generation was the first time they doubled up on their franchises. They've never really done that before. And if you're a long-time Naughty Dog fan, you're probably aping, hoping that they do something else that speaks to a new IP rather than just keep revisiting the past. I don't want a version of Naughty Dog that is doing this stuff. I was only a bit, gawping at the fact they were doing The Last of Us remake. I was like, just take that staff and do anything else. Even if it's a 2D random indie little thing, let them do something else other than revisiting the past. I hope that's not the future of Naughty Dog, basically. Because they're at a very interesting apex right now, especially because their template is what every PlayStation exclusive now follows.
Yes.
It feels like they were just going to every other studio, make a Last of Us type thing.
Well, that's fascinating about, this is just a thing about Naughty Dog generally now, but I do think it's fascinating that that's where Naughty Dog is now. You know, they used to be in a league of their own, but over the past generation, all of the other studios inside the PlayStation ecosystem have kind of leveled up, for lack of a better term. Guerrilla Games has moved on from Killzone to making, genuinely incredible titles in Horizon. Mm-hmm. Sucker Punch has moved from the pretty good, what is their
Infamous
franchise?
That's
sorry,
the boosters, when you fly.
Blank. That's what you do. Yeah, they moved on from their pretty good Infamous series to the incredible Ghost of Tsushima series. You know, they've all been doing this leveling up, and now I do think the playing field is kind of more level. And I want to see what Naughty Dog can do to go even further, break through whatever bar they're currently at, and be like, right, no, this is the reason we're PlayStation's premier studio.
Yes, you can let us know what you think down in the comments below. What do you see for the future of Uncharted? Do you think they'll bring even Tom Holland in? To tie in with the fact that obviously all the PlayStation Studio stuff means they want to have a more unified presence across games and the movies, or do you think it'll be free to play and adverts in your pause menus and all that type of stuff? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been an innocent man from WhatCulture.com. Just a normal innocent man.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.